Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network. Sirius XM channel 141 HUR Voices. Remember, if you missed the show live on Sirius XM, you can always catch us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show, especially when I have Avriana on. You definitely want to catch that. I'm actually going to do some segments that are uncensored with her that I cannot air on Sirius XM. As I've been interviewing people, people tell me these really raw stories that I can't air. Mm-hmm. So there's going to have some exclusive content. So you definitely want to go to Lanch J Plus. I'm sure that Avriana will post it on all of her different mediums. She's on everything. I'm not really on as many stuff as she is, but she's streaming this. The young people live stream everything. They just have better understanding of technology. But I wanted to ask you, Avriana was telling us about her background and her matriculation through the industry. You talked about covering sports, and mm-hmm. the WNBA is such a huge topic right now. It's really the biggest topic in sports.
Absolutely.
Caitlin Clark's getting more coverage than the NBA Finals.
Yes. Like
everyone is covering Caitlin Clark,
yes.
and they're covering Angel Reese, and people are politicizing it.
Yes.
I'm an Angel. I like both of them, to be honest, uh-huh. but I'm from Baltimore, so I grew up
obviously
in Baltimore,
an
so
angel.
I'm a big Angel Reese fan.
Yeah.
But I respect and appreciate both of them. What are your thoughts about women's sports and how women's sports is finally at the forefront? Stephen A. Smith's talking about it. You know, Colin Cowherd, Jim Rome, the big players are now talking about it. It's not a back small gym with 3,000 people anymore. They're playing at Madison Square Garden and selling it out. What does that mean to you as a woman that played sports and as a woman that covers sports?
Everything. I mean, it's just our time. I keep saying it's the year of the women. The year of the woman, you know, and so I just hope that every young lady, no matter what color you are, what you look like, where you at, know that this year is for you. This is your year. So whatever you do, play basketball, paint, draw, ski, tennis, you know, whatever your craft is, rap, sing, preach, you know, whatever your creative juice is. Do it now. This is the year of the female. This is the year of the feminine energy. This is the year of us. And so to just specifically talk about basketball, it means everything. You know what I'm saying? I remember when, you know, we would just have, it wouldn't even been spoken about. It wasn't even a speaking piece
right.
on TV. It was just
at all,
literally
right.
at the bottom of the screen
right.
scrolling through, right. giving stats.
True.
So to be able to see, women faces all over social media, and everyone is talking about their game. And obviously we receive backlash on the aggressiveness, but it's like, that's what makes
that's
the game
what
fun.
Is basketball.
You know what I'm saying?
And so
that's why we want, that's why we watch. We
right.
watch to see who gonna go hard. We watch
right.
to see the extra foul. We watch to see, you know, who got the heart, who gonna leave
right.
it all on the floor. So if we can accept it from men, we can definitely accept it from women. So shout out to the ladies in the WNBA, my sister Cheyenne Parker, the Dream, Angel Reese, obviously I'm rooting for her. She don't know me, but girl, we rooting for
right.
you in Cashville. And yeah, just shout out to all the ladies doing their big one.
Now, speaking of Nashville, there's been a rumor that Nashville, they didn't get an expansion team this time around, but Nashville is in the running to get the next series of expansion for the WNBA. What do you
yes.
think that would bring? Because they can't get an NBA team because the Grizzlies are in Memphis, so it's really difficult to have two teams kind of fighting for the same market.
We can work it out.
You think
it's
the Tennessee
two
can support two teams? I don't think that they can.
So wait,
that's where me
why?
And you, we kind of
because
we kinda
that's
disagree.
A male. That's it's different. It's
but,
not NBA.
But
it's WNBA.
Well, WNBA, yes.
Yeah.
They definitely. I'm talking about there are a lot of people here in Nashville that think that we should have an NBA team.
Oh, I seen.
And I don't think you can have an NBA and one in Memphis. Definitely WNBA. We have the football. That's a no-brainer.
We have the football right. team. So, yeah.
What do you think that – do you think as someone that's in the community knows what's going on? Because I used to be a season ticket holder mm-hmm. to the Phoenix Mercury. So I've seen Brittany Griner. I've seen Diana Taurasi. I've been to a lot of WNBA games.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about at least 20 or 30
okay.
over my lifetime. I went to a lot of Seattle Storm games and saw Sue Birds. I'm mm-hmm. having trouble with a little bit of alliteration.
That's okay.
But Sue Bird was out there cooking people up.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've supported the WNBA, but I'm going to be honest with you. What I didn't see when I was a season ticket holder, I didn't see a lot of women there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a lot of 12, 13-year-old girls. I did not see a lot of mothers taking their daughters to WNBA games. And I think for the league to thrive, I think you see that now, people looking up to Caitlin Clark, people looking up to Bayou Barbie. But you have to have young athletes like yourself when you were 12, 13, 14, 15 to put them, bring them to games and say, hey, this could be you one day. If you follow the dream, do you think that will play well in Nashville? Will Nashville support that? We know that they'll support
it. They already do it. We have AAU teams. It's just not.
That is true. It's not publicized.
So right. we already doing that. It's just you didn't see it. Where you was at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But here in the city, like in around surrounding areas, it's already a thing. It's just like you said, the WNBA wasn't publicized, so why would they spend their money when I can go? Right. My kids gonna be in the summer camp and they gonna travel all around the world and do their basketball games. You know what I'm saying? So it's just if you really into the game, like you gonna find the people that you're attracted to. And so because, you know, she is so influential and both of them are so influential on Instagram and social media,
right.
you're gonna have that influx of following. Like the kids gonna be like, Mama, look.
Right.
Look what's going on. This is what I wanna do.
And I just hope if a team win, because I think a team is definitely coming here.
Mm-hmm.
When the next round comes, I just want them to be a success.
Yeah.
I want them to be at Bridgestone. 20,000 people there. I don't want them to be playing in some off-brand place with 3,000 people.
Yeah, like the you're talking about.
Because even
like,
the Titans, people are kind of losing support for the Titans the last couple of years. Nashville's an interesting town. I'm not from here,
mm-hmm.
but Nashville's interesting because it's the 40th largest media market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as big as Atlanta. It's not as big as
New York.
Well, obviously New York. But even Atlanta, Dallas, really? You know, some of the other cities. But there is a lot of interest, and people will support what they want to support.
Right.
So people will go to Tennessee Volunteers football games,
right.
and they'll stand out and stand in line, and they'll camp out. So there's definitely a fever pitch for sports. I just hope that when the WNBA does come here that they're highly successful because this is a great city. Mm-hmm. They support the Predators.
Mm-hmm.
So when they want to support something, they get behind something.
Right.
So I'm just hoping for the best when that happens. I think that it'd be a great addition to the sports landscape here in town.
I totally agree. And I was just going to add to that. I think the right people are in place when it's coming here. So a lot of things that we have here in the city are not from natives, so we're not in control, so we don't
interesting.
You know, we really don't have a say. So if you don't have nobody in the room that's advocating, that's really on the ground, that's really from the city to push, you know, what's happening on a bigger scale, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be hard. But I really do believe us as natives, we're taking our city back. And
You're actually taking it back from people like me, though.
You'll get in alignment with what's right. going on. You'll be able to be knowledgeable about what's going on, and it's not necessarily taken away. It's just bringing you to the knowledge of what's important and what's really going on the streets, on the ground, and what we really care about. So
interesting.
That's it.
You put me on to, speaking of local stuff, so you put me on, I had never heard of Slim and Huskies. You used to do this report where it's kind of black-owned business report
yes.
on your show. I'm sure you still do that, but you're really shouting out some of the local black businesses. I like that mm-hmm. about what you do. I've always had more of a platform that was syndicated in different cities. I've never been – my brand was never to be a powerful voice in one particular market, whereas you're one of the most powerful voices in Nashville. Talk about the importance – of shouting out black-owned business. I mean, this is an HBCU radio network, so we really support black business. We support HBCUs, all of that stuff. I try to get as many interviews. I got the coach of FAMU's basketball team coming on in a couple of weeks. How do How did you really develop those relationships, and why is that so important for you to really shout out some of the local Black businesses?
For one, because like I said, it always stems from feeling like the lack of having a voice in my own city. Like, we was not heard. Like, we were over, you know what I'm saying, just overpowered with people who were in place of power that didn't really connect with the city.
Interesting.
So I think that's why it was important for me. If I'm going to get in the game and I'm going to speak, I'm the voice, I got to speak for everybody. So I guess that's really why it was so important to me, and just for me to see my colleagues, all of us, we sitting around complaining about the same thing. Like, somebody got to do something. You know, to rectify or to at least get a hand in on what's going on, so we can try to cultivate and create some kind of change, a better change for us, for, you know, Black Nashville, the culture. And so to spin upon why you said it was important for me to highlight Black businesses, because I felt like we weren't getting the publicity that we deserve. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you was doing that before you were the star that you are now. You weren't really getting paid for real. That's when
they don't know that.
That's when somebody's real.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the money. It's about the principle.
It's
about using your voice, and it's about what's in your heart. I think that's what separates. You talk about vibrational energy and really understanding someone's spirit. When I saw you doing stuff and out grinding and hustling, and it wasn't even for the money. It was just you wanted to support. That really left an impression on me. Because Lance Day is about his bucks.
Yeah, like, you was on me, y'all. And let me tell y'all.
You got to pay to get shout
let
out
Let me
on
tell
Lance
y'all,
Day,
Jay used to be hard free, on man. Me. Like, right. don't be shouting out people. Right. You need to get paid for that. You need that. I'm right. Like, man, listen, the money going to come.
Right?
And, I mean,
true.
You used to
that's
always
true.
Tell me that too. So,
that's
but
true.
He definitely that's used true. To be hard on me. Shout out to Willie Jones, country star. He is tuned in right now. Sway's the Kid. Shout out to y'all. Some amazing musical artists right here in the Music City.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with him and his music.
Yes.
Actually, my wife is a big fan of,
oh,
of him.
Oh, really?
And his
they're
music,
fans
so,
of you.
So much love for him. What we're going to do, we're going to cut to another break. I got ATP, Avriana, the personality
yes, yes.
in the building.
I'm here.
Representing 615 Cashville, Tennessee. We'll be back. More than Lance J Radio Network. Paragon
Live
7
from the Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
This is James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. In addition to covering the sports talk and entertainment industries, I am also an experienced healthcare executive and consultant. Check out our HealthCast series, where I connect with doctors, CEOs, athletes, and celebrities about the most important topic that impacts us all. Find the HealthCast on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every segment of the radio show on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141, and provide exclusive, uncensored content and interviews.
At the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, we give you a network that includes 95% of doctors in the U.S. Referral-free access to specialists. Even gym discounts and incentives. All so we can help you get back to feeling your best. See what we can do for you.
Joining us on the Lance J Radio Network tonight, the one and only Pete Rock, the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
My favorite Pete Rock remix is the Jump Around remix.
Jump Around.
And the Public Enemy,
the public
I shut him
down.
Down.
Who do you right. rock with that's some of the young bulls that's out in the industry today?
Well, I definitely say the Hope is out, the Click, and then I'll say the TDE Click. J. Cole.
I love you to death, Pete Rock. I love you to no death, Pete Rock. And me and Pete Rock supposed to do something as well.
Dope.
No doubt, bro.
Dope.
Let's get it popped.